when Simon Shin Chav Gimel, we're up to Siv Dalet, we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Siv Dalet, Mutter Loma Lechen Vini, Tenli Dalet Beitzim Vehei Rimonim. You're allowed to tell a storekeeper on Shabbos, please give me 4 eggs, 5 pomegranates, Ubavach Lo Yaskel Lo Shem Domim, as long as you don't mention an amount of money, Velo Schum Mida, this should also be Shem Mida, you also don't measure a measurement, Velo Schum Minyan, and not the schum of a minyan. Now, schum is different than shame. Lomer hareish yesh lecha biyadi chamishim egozim teli chamishim acherim v'areish lecha biyadi mea. Schum means a sum total. Schum means that you didn't ask him for 5 eggs, for 4 eggs. What you told him was, I'd like to borrow 4 eggs together with what I already owe you, that'll be a dozen. There you're making a total. So according to the Mechaber, what is mutter is only if you don't mention money, you don't mention size. Those two, you're not allowed to mention bichlal. With regard to minyan, to number, you're allowed to mention it as long as you don't put it together with what you already owe to make a total. Hagah, the Rama argues, V'chein b'schum domim ein asa l'b'chai gavna, shomer tenli b'kach v'kach domim, v'yelocha b'yodi. As long as you're not mentioning a sum total, it's going to be mutter. So that means that the Rama is being makel. The Ramah's shita is that you're actually allowed to mention mida, not only minyan, but also mida and damim. You know, like you're allowed to say, I'd like a dollar's worth of eggs. That's going to be mutter. It's just considered using it for identification purposes of how many you need. And the only time it'll be usher is by saying, well, I owe you $5. Can I now give me a dollar's worth of eggs? So I'll owe you 6. Says the Rama, V'afa gav da osu laaske domim klal, haynu b'dover shei mekho yadua. Ava b'dover shei yadua rak sha'omer lo kama tzarech shari. The isser of mentioning domim is only if we're setting a price because there is no standard price. But where there is a standard price, and I'm using the amount of money as a way of telling you how much I want, that's mutter. Im lo shamaske lo schum. Unless he's saying, the sum total of what I already owe you together with this comes to this amount. Says the Rama, even though there is a makom lahakel like the Machaber, our minig is lahakel. The Mishnebura comes out that is ro'i v'nochom to be machmir, but you don't protest for those who are makel. So that means that you should not mention an amount of money altogether. The Mishnebura mentions in places where you pay before Shabbos, and you get a little slip of paper saying that you paid for this and this amount, and then on Shabbos you go and you use that to buy, and what they do is they actually made holes in them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to read this piece of paper. It's Shtori Hadiotis, and certainly punching a hole in it is going to be problematic on Shabbos. He said that the minhag is that what people do is they'll give them a piece of food, meaning when you pay for it before Shabbos, they'll give you a grain. And then on Shabbos, you show the grain and you get the food back and you get whatever it is that you paid for as a sign. But you shouldn't use slips of paper. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should really be machmer even l'dvar mitzvah. Now in shuls, the minhag seems to be that what they do is they have a person's name with a bunch of numbers and paper clips, and they use that to signify how much the person pledged. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, it's not such a pashta thing reading such a slip of paper altogether. However, the minig is lahakel. Hamevi kade yain mimakom lamakom, lo yaviim besal uvakupa kaderechol. When you are bringing over jugs of wine from one place to another, so even though you're allowed to carry them from one place to another, we're talking about where there's no problem of otsal, there's an eruv, you should not carry them the way you do during the week. What is that? You shouldn't bring them besal uvakupa. Sal uvakupa means that you fill a sal or kupa with these kadim. I would assume what that would mean today is you should not take a box and fill it with separate bottles of drink. Eliyavim lefonov or alksefo, you carry it in front of you or on your shoulder one at a time. V'kiyotzu b'zeh shi'ishana miderechol. Afilo ein b'shinui kalas b'masa. Even if the shinui doesn't make it easier. V'miyev shalo l'shanas k'don shizimin orichim harbe v'tzarech l'mahar lovi lefneyem. What happens if you have a lot of guests and they're waiting and you can't go back and forth 10 times to get your bottles of drink? Mutter, so it'll be mutter. The yesh omrim, there are those who argue altogether. the lamad bihiluch odif v'yoser tov la'aviyim b'sal v'kuba b'amachas la'aviyim kalachas v'achas b'fnei atzma. Others say, what do you mean? You're being marba b'tircha by going back and forth. You're better off bringing them all at once. So l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that if there are people around, then you should not bring gedera chol. Whereas if people are not around, they're on your own, you could be somach on this Ramah that you can carry it all together in order to save having to make extra trips.